I'm Kara Holsoppel, and I'm standing behind a car dealership north of Pittsburgh across the Ohio River from Neville Island, the former site of the Shenango Coke Works. They shut the plant down earlier this year, and I'm here with Leah Andrasik, a local environmental activist, to talk about what she'd like to see for the future of the site.
Right now, our group, ACAN, Allegheny County Clean Air Now, is petitioning to put a solar farm over there. DT Energy is the owner of the site, and they're based in Michigan. They're a utility company, but they also have other investments. One of those is solar. So we're hoping that that's something that they'd be interested in placing on that site, and it would be the first one in the Pittsburgh area. It's basically just a large portion of land with a lot of solar panels on it. One of the recent ones that they put in Michigan will be enough to power 9,000 homes.
Do you feel hopeful that that might happen?
Well, I'm an eternal optimist, so I do feel hopeful, but we are concerned. If the cracker plant goes in Beaver County, that would open up a whole host of different industry that would be, they call it downriver industry. They will be making polyethylene pellets to sell to plastics manufacturers. We're concerned that one of those types of polluting industries could go into that spot. Pittsburgh, I think, for probably the past 20 or 30 years has been trying to redefine itself as a clean and green city. Redefine ourselves from being the smoky city, and that would just go one step further in saying we want to choose development that's not going to impact the health of our citizens and that's not going to impact the environment.